Our gospel reading for today is recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 20, beginning at verse 1. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And going out about the third hour, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and to them he said, "You go into the vineyard too, and whatever is right I will give you." So they went. Going out again about the sixth hour and the ninth hour, he did the same. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing, and he said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They said to him, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You go into the vineyard too." And when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last up to the first." And when those hired about the 11th hour came, each of them received a denarius. Now, when those hired first came, they thought they would receive more. But each of them also received a denarius. And on receiving it, they grumbled at the master of the house, saying, "These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat." But he replied to one of them, "Friend, I'm doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last worker as I gave to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity? So the last will be first, and the first last." In the name of Jesus, dear fellow redeemed in Christ, the Word of God serving as the basis of our meditation this morning has been written by the Holy Spirit through the evangelist Matthew. As we've just heard it, please be seated. Just imagine working all day long, working hard, and then seeing other people show up later. Even imagine some of them just resting their chin on the shovel, watching others do all the hard work. At the end of the day, you get paid and you get paid more. That just makes sense. Amen? Am I making sense? I mean, that's the way it's supposed to be, right? You put in your time, you get a little bit more than those who don't put in their time. Make sense? Sure. That's the way it's supposed to be. Just imagine working all day long, seeing other people show up later, only to have the boss give everyone the same pay. Does that make any sense to you? Certainly not. It doesn't make sense. In the real world, if you don't work, you should not get. And if you show up late and don't do anything, you should not get paid as much as those who put in their time. Am I making sense? Jesus tells a parable about a vineyard owner who hires people, and they all get paid the same. That doesn't make sense. Oh, he's talking about the kingdom of heaven. He loves to talk about the kingdom of heaven. But in truth, If this is the way the kingdom of heaven is, the kingdom of heaven does not make sense. Are you with me? The last should not be paid the same as the first. That makes sense. But the kingdom of heaven is different than everything else. The kingdom of heaven is unlike anything and everything our natural reason can understand. What makes sense to the Lord in the kingdom of heaven does not make sense in the rest of our lives. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. What makes sense is God's law. You do this, you do that, you're okay. You don't do this, you don't do that, you're okay. You do this, you do that, you're in trouble. That makes sense. But what doesn't make sense to me is how those who can do nothing, and indeed can do nothing, receive everything from the one who worked the hardest, the one who endured the most, the one who suffered to earn for us all of God's favor. To think that would be bestowed to you. To think that would be bestowed to me. When what we deserve, how does the Bible say it? The wages of sin is death. But the free grace of God is eternal life. So in Christ, you and I are in. In Christ, we are now a part of the kingdom of heaven. In Christ, we have it all. Because of the work by the one who took our place. What I deserve is anything but the kingdom of heaven. What you deserve is anything but the kingdom of heaven. And yet what we receive in Christ is the kingdom of heaven. We are in. You and I are in Christ. And in this kingdom of heaven, there is work to be done. We are learning what it means to live in God's will and ways, to not be popular, to go with the Lord, to seek mercy, to try our best to live in relationships of forgiveness, to do the right thing because they're the right things to do, but that means, like Paul, we're learning what it means to suffer. Isn't it interesting how Paul said to the church in Philippi, you know, you're in the same boat I am. You're going to be suffering and going through challenges like I am. Now, maybe they're not going to be incarcerated like he was, but they're going to face the challenges because it's not a popularity contest, living and working in the kingdom of heaven, in the Lord's vineyard. And yet that's what has happened to us. For many of us, it was when we were baptized and we grew up learning about what it means to be forgiven. Or when you were converted, hearing the gospel saying, that's for me. Christ choosing you to be in the vineyard business for him, working on his behalf. And there may be places in the vineyard you find yourself afraid to serve, while other places in the vineyard, you've got this. But no matter where you're at work, the wage you get paid is not the wage you deserve. Thank God the gospel isn't fair. I mean, to think that even all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. My best efforts are tainted with sin, as well as yours. But we get what Christ has done. For what he's done has been done for us. I mean, There are places in the vineyard we choose not to work. We're afraid to work. We'd rather go fishing. And yet it all pays the same. And that's not fair. But thank God, God's not fair. He keeps giving us the gospel. He keeps giving us the pardon. Because God's ways aren't our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. Thank the Lord, the gospel isn't fair. Jesus took it upon himself. He worked, and by his efforts, we are in, and we are his. Am I making spiritual sense? Am I making spiritual sense? The gospel is not fair. Thank the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God, the peace that goes beyond all that we understand, may that peace from God guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.